On Monday, I spoke to retiring Indigenous forestry researcher Greg Stewart. And in the course of chatting, he mentioned a huge kauri planting project just outside of Dunedin. We got in contact with the property owner behind this mammoth task to find out more. And Peter Parsons has generously given us a few minutes of his time from Melbourne today. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, were your ears burning the other day?
I was. Greg gave me a call after the interview, and so I was able to listen to it online. So it was nice to hear his background story and give me a bit of a shout-out as well.
How did you get involved in this project?
I've been looking for a... I had my early childhood in Dunedin, and so I've been looking for a house section for a couple of years, and I wanted a couple of things. I wanted it to be close to the coast but not on the beach, rolling country, and two ways off in the event of a fire, two directions off in the event of a fire. And I found this property, except it was 30 times larger than I was looking for, and it was running cheap, and I didn't want to run cheap, and thought about trees. Pine was the obvious choice, but they still require maintenance. You have to trim them, and kauri fitted in with the... I've got about 8 hectares of Indigenous forest there at the moment, so that fits in better with that. And so I started doing some research on whether kauri would work at 46 degrees south, and every time I researched for scientific papers, Greg Stewart's name kept popping up. So I made contact with him, excuse me, and he's helped me out with the technical planning for this project.
Yeah, because I tend to associate them with the North Island, and particularly the northern part of the North Island. But what have you learnt about the ability of kauri to grow in other places, colder places?
Well, there's some small stands in the South Island. Nothing to the, I'll be planting about 20 hectares. About 20,000 trees will go in.
Wow.
So there's nothing of my size, but there's trees that individuals will plant. They might plant one or two or half a dozen trees. And there's some small stands in Tyree North as well. There's a stand at Waipuronga where the water springs are. And so they do exist. And Greg was able to point me in that direction. And so that's given me some, with a bit of preparation, that'll give me confidence to know that they'll be able to grow in that environment.
20,000 trees. Are you aware whether anyone's planted this number of kauri trees in New Zealand before?
So when I talked to Sion about this, they said that when they think of kauri, they also think of the North Island, and so they're not aware of anything. Significant this far south. This will be the largest kauri forest in the South Island and New Zealand's southernmost as well. I'm engaging with Sion to do some long-term science experiment on the property, multi-decade science experiment to see how the trees grow, and especially with climate change as well. I think there's an opportunity that they will still succeed successfully this far south.
What do you want to happen? Is the idea that you will just grow them and then they will look nice, provide a bit of native sort of habitat? What's the big idea?
That's the principal idea. I am planting them as a permanent forest. I'll need to do some thinning as the trees grow to allow the trees that remain to fully form. But it's not. This is not for felling. It's for perpetual forest.
Yeah.
And I just want to kind of leave that as a bit of a legacy and a indication for the future.
But perhaps if you're paying attention to the right things and learning some things on the way, the lessons that you learn might be used for future plantations that might be, felled and used for timber and things.
Greg mentioned that he went to university and did a degree, and he did some modelling on kauri growth. And so what I have, he's got a theoretical model on how the trees grow, So what I've got now is an opportunity to test the veracity of that model, and depending on how my trees grow, the model might change. But it would also validate or create some change to the model, and if the model is validated, then other people who might be interested in growing natives, and kauri in particular, would be able to have a test site that that they know that works, and they could plant with greater confidence for themselves as well.
When do you begin planting?
The first trees go in this spring. So I've had the property for just on a year, and so I've spent the last year planning and preparing. I've engaged with a nursery in Dunedin, Ribbonwood Nurseries, who's a native only specialist, and I need to plant nurse trees for the first few years, and then the kauri will go in year four. So I've split the property into thirds, and I'll plant nurse trees over the first 3 years. And the nurse trees provide protection for the young kauri when they go in. And as the kauri grows, it will take over the area. It'll crowd out the nurse trees, and they would have done their job by then, and the kauri will stand principally by itself. And so there's another company in Otago called Habitat Restorations, and they do a lot of restoration work in wetlands, and if a farmer's got a creek that's eroded, they'll plant natives. And so I've engaged with them as well to do the planting for me, because if I was planting for felling, then you'd plant in rows and columns. But I don't want to plant in rows and columns. I want it to look like a forest. And so contour planting is the way that Habitat's going to plant for me. So it's sympathetic to the lie of the land.
What time frame are you looking at for this project?
The total time is over a six-year period. So 3 years of planting nurse trees, and then in year four, go back and start planting the kauri.
Yeah, and then, but it'll be some time after that the kauri actually popped up, and it's starting to look like a kauri forest, I imagine.
I think it's going to take 20. You know, I'll be doing the first thinning in about year 25, and the second thinning in about year 80. I'll be well gone, so it'll be the people after me. But I want to do the planning now, and part of that planning includes marking out a walking track as well. So I've got about 5 kilometres of walk, which I don't want to plant trees in, so that track space will be reserved for a walking track for, you know, people who want to enjoy the environment.
Pretty exciting idea.
It's very exciting, actually.
Thanks so much for sharing it with us today, Peter. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time, Jesse.
Peter Parsons planting 20 hectares or 20,000 kauri trees near Dunedin, North Tauira.